mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 17th day of January 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host on this Monday edition. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Masses of just incredible news and information that we'll be covering in the next 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen. The websites, of course, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. It was in my stack last Friday, but I never got to it, in fact, never paid attention to it, because I read most of my own news and print off most of my own stories. But my wife, who's a webmaster for Infowars.com, had posted it Friday, but I wasn't aware of it until later I looked in my own stack and heard people talking about it on the radio. And indeed, it is true. I have the Associated Press. I have Scripps Howard News Service. It is an official edict from the White House. You know about no crosses at the inauguration anywhere on the parade route. No First Amendment, no free speech. They will selectively tell you what you can and can't do. Well, now it is do not look at the president. Do not look at him in the eyes. Hillary Clinton is the last big politician who had this similar order. And I want to go over the history of leaders who did not want their underlings, their minions, their slaves to look at them. The pharaohs did not allow the commoners to look upon them, except for some public religious ceremonies. You looked upon their image, their graven image. So you are now to be arrested. And this is in the Associated Press and Scripps Howard News Service. If you look at our Lord and Emperor, our Supreme Bashar, George W. Bush, the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, big-government-building, UN-worshipping, in actions, not in rhetoric, in actions, president. So we will cover this, and then something interesting in Friday's paper as well that I didn't notice here locally in Austin. A cult ceremony consecrates Austin's new city offices. This is out of the Austin American Statesman. And what's scary about this is they had Wiccans and the witches and the Baptist and the all of them, the Catholics, the all getting together, the Buddhists, the Jews, and joining hands and marching around in a circle, which is very occult, consecrating. You notice the occultists aren't giving up their religion. It's the Christians that are. And we just posted this on Infowars.com. Also, what, 16 people died last night alone in Iraq? And something that we reported months ago has finally made it into the Christian Science Monitor. They're not going to tell you who is running for office in the elections coming up the 30th in Iraq. In what, just 13 days? A secret ballot because the terrorists might attack. I love it. Something new where you have elections, but the government can't tell you who's running for office. Now, we knew this a while back, but now it's mainstream news. Also, feds approve human RFID implants. You see, now it's all accelerating. And there's all these articles in the news about how great it would be if we all just had those chips. Taiwan has deployed missiles on mobile launchers, outraging our good buddies. I don't like them, but our government says they're good, the communist Chinese. It's all coming up after this quick break. You do not want to miss it, so stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 17th day of January 2005. I'm Alex Jones. Now into the second segment. Thank you for joining us. For those that are tuning in for the first time, this broadcast is not left-wing, it's not right-wing. I look at the actual issues and the policies of government, of the legislative, at the federal and state level, of Congress. I look at what the executive is doing, whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush in office or John Kerry. It doesn't matter. I look at what the judicial branch, the courts at the federal and state level are doing. And I judge the actions and the operations of the government in the context of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Bottom line, America, as we have known her, is being dismantled, is being leveled, is being decimated, annihilated. And it doesn't matter if it's Bill Clinton or George Bush. They'll put out all this rhetoric and have these little public fights like it's a WWF wrestling match. But when it gets down to brass tacks, the agenda is the same. Bringing in a worldwide government with world taxation, world laws, a judiciary, world taxation. This is being set up. This is being created. And when I started talking about this 10 years ago, 95% of people weren't aware of it. They'd call you a conspiracy theorist. Today, I don't get that from anyone, really, because the government's all over the news, all over the planet. Freedoms are being relinquished to governments. World taxation and regulation is being set up. Our Supreme Court has come out over the last 3 years and said, yes, we follow the EU's courts. We follow the UN courts. That is the supreme authority, not the Bill of Rights, not the Constitution, not American jurisprudence. You've all heard how we're now paying Social Security to Mexicans living in Mexico, how they're creating the NAFTA highways and the national toll road system, and you're now learning about black boxes in your cars that track and trace you, and how your cell phones track and trace you, and how they can even listen to you over your phone, even when it's off. People are now learning about the move to force the population to take implantable microchips from prisoners to Alzheimer patients to children. All of this bizarre, Orwellian, Brave New World garbage is becoming mainstream. So I look at government, and I look at the people controlling government, not by their labels, and I don't see the world as a giant football game, you know, which team I'm cheering for, because I realize that the Republicans and the Democrats predominantly are owned by the same people. The global corporations that are not free market, but that operate as governments. Did you know out of the 100 biggest economies in the world, 40 plus of them are corporations, not governments? And they don't operate in a free market way. They operate by using government that they control to go after their competitors, to lobby themselves massive corporate welfare largesse. And meanwhile, we're all debating left, right, and George Bush versus John Kerry, and it's all staged, boys and girls. Again, some of the things they decide to fight about are rhetorical. The real issues of global government are being expanded. The platform of this worldwide system. And what does world government mean to you? It means a world ID card. It means a world monetary system. It means having first world nations lowered to second world status. It means lowering our standard of living. Having a huge underclass with a tiny elite ruling it with a very small middle class. And the middle class is evaporating. This is the reality. And that's what I discuss and cover on this broadcast Monday through Friday. And again, we're so honored that you're joining us today. It's just wonderful. And I hope that folks that are tuning in for the first time will check out my claims, the things that I say, because almost everything we cover on this broadcast is posted on www.infowars.com. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Why Infowars? Because it's a war on. There is a war on for your mind. Psychological warfare is being used against the American people and the people of the world by the interest that want to dominate and control and want more power. Everybody wants to rule the world, as the rock and roll song goes, and they're doing it. And PrisonPlanet.com is so named because the globalists are creating a prison planet. And when you go to the sites every day, almost everything we discuss here is posted there. You go, well, Alex, you say the mainstream media lies. Why do you post their articles? Well, they'll tell you how good it is that eighth graders are being taught that stripping would be a good life choice and career for them. They're telling you how good it is that they have witches at the Austin City Hall consecrating it last week. They'll tell you it's good that Governor Ridge was in England last week and said, torture is good. Torture. We need to torture people. They'll tell you it's good. We take their own spin and unspin it and show you how it isn't good. We go into Governor Ridge's comments in England last week where he said, we need a world ID. This was in the BBC, the Associated Press. We posted it. We need a world ID card. And they've signed treaties to standardize the driver's license, the ID cards, the passports, all with the same biometric systems for a world ID card. And then we post the UN summit they had in Australia 3 years ago where they first called for it, and then we link right below that to where they're now implementing it. Now are you starting to understand? Are you starting to see what's happening? How many people know that a world ID card is being set up? How many people know that a month and a half ago the Congress passed national ID card legislation and passed legislation to set up checkpoints, federal checkpoints, similar to what the TSA does in the airports all over the country? Not many people know that. Oh, it was in the mainstream news, but mixed into the news wires with 1,000 other articles of little or no significance. We go and pull all of the really important news and information and put it in one spot. Like a Scripps Howard News Service report from last Friday, it was also in the Associated Press, where I'm sure you already know this, crosses are banned from the inaugural parade route. The government is saying they can selectively tell you what you can and can't have. Oh, you can't have anti-war signs. And the conservatives go, good, restrict their speech. Oh, but you can't have crosses. And the left goes, good, restrict their speech. And then together, we all lose our First Amendment. See how that works? And they tell you George Bush is conservative. He isn't conservative. For total blanket amnesty, total open borders, signed back on to UNESCO at the UN that Ronald Reagan pulled us out of, that brings us under UN control, that sets the policies of how to school your children in the public schools. It's actually in there. George Bush, who says he wants to sign the assault weapons ban. George Bush, who appointed to a federal judgeship the Attorney General of Alabama that went after Judge Roy Moore. How is that conservative? How is doubling the growth rate of government? How is that conservative? But you look at this article out of Scripps Howard News Service that's posted on Infowars.com right now, and it actually says in the report, word for word, that crosses are banned, that anti-war signs are banned. See, they banned something from both groups, see? But it's all of us losing our freedoms, and it's coming down from the same elite. It's the same traitorous violation of the First Amendment. But then it says, oh, by the way, don't look at the president. Don't look him in the eyes. They've told the employees who are performers, who are going to be out there doing the acrobatics and the rest of it, don't look at him. Don't look him in the eyes. Or you'll be arrested when you go to the bathroom. We're going to follow you into the bathroom and watch you use the bathroom. This is Scripps Howard News Service. This is the Associated Press. Folks, that is imperial rule throughout history. Don't look Nero in the eyes in Rome. Don't look the Egyptian god kings in the eyes. Don't look Hitler in the eyes. Don't look Hillary Clinton in the eyes. Remember that? But the same neocon phony conservative talk shows, they don't care about this. Well, they talked all about Hillary. Don't look her in the eyes. She thinks she's God. A lot of these Hollywood people, and they instruct those on the set, don't look them in the eyes. This is an elitism. This is about domination. This is a telltale marker, signature, imprint, footprint of tyranny, of megalomania. Megalomaniacal, strutting, peacock behavior. It is unbelievable. Don't look at the Fuhrer. You're not allowed to look at God.
Whether it's fair or not,
People judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Line, my friends, when leaders start instructing their minions that people shouldn't look at them or look them in the eyes, we got a big problem. Again, Hillary Clinton had this rule. And even if George Bush hasn't, or Karl Rove hasn't instructed his security people not to do this, they're still doing it, and it shows their mindset. In fact, there have been many tyrannies throughout history where the king or the leader isn't really a tyrant themselves. They're just disengaged and ignorant. And then their own security services, their own support system set up the tyranny themselves for their own personal power. That's something about despotism and slavery and serfdom. is that it expands. It's always getting bigger when you allow it to flourish, because minions within the power structure want their own little personal kingdoms and go out and exercise that power and control. And so even if George Bush was a little angel, which he isn't, the mechanisms of tyranny that we've built, that we've allowed to be constructed, that are being widened as we speak, are made to be abused, always are abused. All right, George and Eric and Mark and Joe and John, everybody, your calls are coming up. Some of the news I want to go over: students told stripping is a career choice. This out of the Associated Press. But why is this story important? Because they got caught teaching the children this, and whereas a year or two ago they would have retracted the curriculum and would have apologized and gotten in trouble, now things have gotten so decadent they go, yeah, so what? It's a good job. And we're going to teach the children how to be psychics, how to be mystics. Why, they can make a lot of money that way too. Now are you starting to get the picture here? Public schools all over the country are teaching this, but then Homeland Security funds drills all over the nation where they practice repulsing attacks by homeschooler parents that come to the schools to kill all the children. Of course, that's total fantasy. Homeschooler parents have never done anything to attack a school, never talked about it, but Homeland Security tells these school districts, tells the cities and counties, if you want money, you've got to have drills. One case up in Michigan where they had 200 elementary school students. They put fake blood on them, practiced fake arms half blown off. I've been to these drills before, by the way, in Texas. Had them lay all over the ground and simulated homeschoolers and their parents killing them. So psychologically traumatizing and brainwashing children that homeschoolers are evil. Why, they're the bad guys. They're going to come kill you. Oh, you don't believe me? Just type in terror drill simulate homeschoolers attacking school or bus. You'll get them all over the country. Just type it in a search engine if you don't believe me. Mainstream news. But they're going to teach the children. Listen to this. Eighth graders told stripping is career choice. School officials in Palo Alto are reconsidering their use of a popular speaker for an annual career day after he advised middle school students that they could earn a good living as strip dancers. William Fried told eighth graders at Jane Lanthrop Standard Middle School that stripping and exotic dancing could be lucrative career moves for girls offering as much as $250,000 or more a year. Yeah, if you're selectively having sex with the clients, it's called prostitution, folks. That's what a lot of these women are into. Depending on their bust size, he continued. So telling eighth grade girls, depending on how big your bust size is, again, this is incredible. It's sick, but it's true. Fried, president of Foster Cities, said, selling a management consulting firm, told the Associated Press, the truth of the matter is you can earn a tremendous amount of money as an exotic dancer if that's your desire. The school has asked Fried to give his 55-minute presentation, The Secret of a Happy Life, for the past years. And some of the top suggestions he gives as professions are accounting and nursing. The list offers such non-traditional suggestions as exotic dancing, stripping, and acting as a spiritual medium. So he says it's sick, but it's true, and this is what we're going to teach him. It's good, and the school district is only considering withdrawing this. All right, we'll get back and take some of your calls. Then feds approve human RFID implants. Occult ceremony consecrates Austin's new city office building. Taiwan deploys missiles on mobile launchers. So much coming up. You do not want to miss it. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202, or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202. Folks, Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. I just want to defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I want my children to grow up in a free country, not in a nation that has now passed a law to make the state driver's license and ID cards national ID cards, and then Reg announced they will be world ID cards, standardizing that data, that is the number sequences attached to the digital photo and thumbprints, to a global government standard. That is mainstream news last Friday. Then we'll get into some of the other important news and information concerning war, imminent war, the chances of it heating up all over the globe, from North Korea and Japan to the Middle East to Latin America. It is all coming up after we take some of your calls. Before I go to your calls, I just want to remind listeners that I have made 11 documentary films, critically acclaimed films, fast-moving, hard-hitting documentaries that blow the left-right false paradigm into a million pieces. We show you the police state. We show you the military training to confiscate your guns. We actually go to the drills, admitting that it's for here in America. We show you the biometric national ID card control grid system in Police State 2000, in Police State 2, the takeover, in Police State 3, total enslavement. We give you the big picture of what the world is being turned into and what the architects of the global system are designing. Take my films 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, the preeminent films detailing government-sponsored terror, why governments throughout history and in modern times carry out terror attacks and blame them on their enemies, like Hitler blowing up his own Reichstag February 27, 1933. We go through the history of it with the facts you need to know, from Oklahoma City to 9/11. My videos are normally $25.95 a piece, but order three or more of any of the 11 films, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount. I still have specials going on 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, where you buy one copy of the almost three-hour film. It drops down to $5.95 for each additional copy when you buy one, so you can buy a bunch of copies and give them to friends and family. You're also authorized to make copies of my films. When you buy a copy from me, I want you to get it and make 10, 15 copies and give them to your other talk show host. Give them to your pastor or your rabbi or to your neighbor. This is how we affect change. This is how we have an effect. I'm still offering those specials. My newest film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, showing how Bush and Kerry were cousins, showing how they were both members of Skull and Bones, getting into the latest information on 9/11. One copy of that, $19.95. Each additional copy, $5.95 on DVD. So no excuse not to buy four or five copies of that. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can simply call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. And tell them you want Road to Tyranny. Tell them you want American Dictators. Tell them you want Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. 1-888-253-3139. Or as I said, Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, you can go to the secure online shopping cart, order as many videos as you want, books, tapes, books on tape we carry, pro-Second Amendment t-shirts. It's all there. You can watch free clips of the films, read about all the specials at Infowars.com. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, my online server, where for 15 cents a day you can subscribe and read my ebook, Paul Watson's ebook, over 500 pages, all 11 of my films, watch my local TV show that before you can only get in Austin. Now for subscribers, you can watch it all over the country. It's critically acclaimed, one best of Austin, one best TV show in Austin in the Reader's Poll. Dozens of other films we posted there, other books, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to George in Mass. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I got a question. How long do you think it'd be a matter of time before they start erecting statues of Lord Bush and murals? That's the next step in a dictatorship.
Well, actually, sir, what you say is very important. I'm sure you heard about how Kim Jong-il, the North Korean despot, has giant murals of himself everywhere.
Yes.
I'm sure you know that Saddam Hussein did this.
Oh, yes.
Hitler did this.
Oh, he sure did.
Stalin did this.
They all did.
They all do it. Caesar did it. Fidel Castro does it. They have now, all over Florida, and we learned in other areas of the country, put up posters that say, our leader with his huge head. And when Arnold Schwarzenegger, the gun-grabbing, abortion-promoting neocon, worshipped by conservatives, well, I have no idea, when he travels around the country and the world, there is a giant picture of his head behind him as he speaks, again, giving you this larger-than-life image, projecting dominance and power, a hallmark of dictatorship. And I guess you're raising this point because Scripps Howard News Service and AP are reporting, no crosses, no looking at Bush, no looking in his direction, no looking him in the eyes. When anyone goes to the bathroom, they will be followed to the bathroom and watched by security personnel. Hey, what's wrong with that?
Well, you know, not a good precedent that's being set, and I can't believe that people are allowing it. And I know the American people. There's too many people asleep out there, and they don't care. That's the problem. And on the issue on your homeschool, when I was 17, I was homeschooled for my junior year because I was sick. And when I started my senior year, They told me I didn't have enough credits, and I failed every single one of my classes. They didn't bother to transfer the credits. It took me 2.5 months to get my credits for the classes I had taken the previous year, and this was 13 years ago.
Well, homeschoolers are discriminated against. They're winning almost all the international spelling bees, almost all. In fact, I haven't seen a case in the last 4 or 5 years where they've lost. And I mean against the best people in the world, American homeschoolers. Whereas America's overall test scores are now behind every industrialized country. 50 years ago, we were number one. 50 years later, we are behind every industrialized country and 30-plus other third-world countries. So we're like number 47.
Yep,
okay, but let me add to that. The homeschoolers, though, have the highest test scores on the globe. American homeschoolers, and for that, the feds run drills where homeschoolers are terrorists. CPS harasses them.
They're too educated. They can't have that. They can't have you thinking for yourself. Imagine that. If everybody thought for themselves, then they wouldn't be able to exert their control.
I totally agree. Good to hear from you, George. Folks, when you have giant images of the leader's head looking at you from billboards, you got a problem. Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have a few things to say. First of all, I'm probably one of your young listeners. I'm only 15 years old, and I'm one of the few people my age that knows what's going on in the world. And I'm also part of the 9/11 Truth Movement. We're learning more evidence about 9/11 every single day. We're trying to get this stuff out. Now, first of all, a few things I'm doing to get this out.
For those that just joined us, tell people what the 9/11 Truth Movement is. Maybe in their city, almost every city has had this, they haven't seen the crowds of people with signs. 9/11 was an inside job. Maybe they haven't seen the Zogby poll. Half of Americans believe the government was behind it. Or maybe the CNN poll where 90% believe that. A lot of folks still are in the dark. So tell them what the 9/11 Truth Movement is.
Well, the 9/11 Truth Movement, we're a group of people. We get together sometimes in real life. I haven't done that yet, but there are a lot of websites out there that promote the truth to 9/11. Personally, I'm part of letsroll911.org. I go on the forums all the time. We discuss 9/11 issues and stuff like that. And we try and discuss ways to get the truth out. Now, a few things I'm doing. I'm working on a graduation project. It's going to be a documentary about 9/11 from a scientific point of view, being as I'm really good with physics and everything.
Good. Send us a copy of it. We'll put it on the website.
I don't have it yet. This is something that's going to be done over, the next year and a half.
No, I understand. I'm talking about at that point.
Oh, I will. I'll be sure to do that. Another thing we're doing, somebody on Let's Roll came up with the idea of writing slogans on paper money, like 9/11 was an inside job, and putting, a website on there.
Oh, putting Infowars.com on there? That's horrible. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't buy a stamp at the store and stamp all of them. Little $5 stamp you can have made with the website you want or a couple different websites.
I actually did that. I was playing poker the other night. I gave them one of my $10 bills that said, 9/11 was an inside job. Find out what the government doesn't want you to know. Infowars.com. The kid actually read it and he said, Mike, go to this website, Infowars.com. And so the kid wrote it down. I don't know if he did afterwards or not, because we're in the middle of the poker game when that happened. So.
Well, this is the type of stuff that's unstoppable. And if you keep moving forward, all of you as leaders, we're going to expose this. But finish up.
Yeah. I have a few other things to mention.
Go ahead.
A few issues. First of all, I think it was on December 16th, we had, I don't know if you ever heard of this guy. His name is Mr. Edward Terzansky. He's a, quote, expert on Middle Eastern affairs. And he spoke on Fox News the previous night, and he came to speak to our political science club on December 16th. And he was saying such by-the-book stuff, and it was annoying. He said how our foreign policy changed so much because of 9/11. He said, even though we already had the Wolfowitz Doctrine that clearly stated preemptive war to get a foothold in Iraq before that.
Well, the PNAC, Wolfowitz, Cheney Doctrine said we need to be attacked by terrorists. A terror attack would be helpful to get the people behind the war.
Mm-hmm. And he said, this is December 16th, before this article came out on your website that said the administration is thinking about attacking Iran, and he said I think we should bomb Syria. Syria was what he was talking about.
Well, and look, they're already been attacking Syria for a year. They're bombing and killing Syria right now. And again, in fact, I have like five articles today on this. Imagine if some country just came over here and started bombing us. And then there's this argument, like, well, we got to do it because of 9/11. Syria and Iraq were not involved. Listen, I got to let you go. I got more callers. What else?
All right. Finish up, I guess. I know I've talked to a few people who have been harassed by the FBI and all. One guy put something on his website about the election, how the CEO of Diebold was a Bush's base campaign contributor. He got a FBI at his job. He lost his job over that. Another woman I talked to, son of a captain who was killed in Iraq, she's been trying to speak out. She had her phones tapped, monitored everywhere. She's glad that I called her because she has a contact now, but she really can't do much because she's monitored.
Hey, listen,
so
I'm going to let you go. I appreciate the call, and keep it up, sir. Look, folks, I'm a big fish in the fight against the New World Order and against all their puppets, the Kerrys and the Bushes of the world, okay? And there are selective things where a woman is selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes at Puffer Belly Toys in St. Helen, Oregon, and gets a Homeland Security visit. Or a kid sells a half ounce of marijuana and gets charged as a terrorist. Or a gang member in New York gets charged as a terrorist. Or a veteran complains too much and they come arrest him as a terrorist in Pennsylvania because he complained too much to the VA. So this is going on. But the idea... Again, they do this selectively, then put it out in the news to scare everybody to not take action. Okay? And we have the power. We're affecting change. There's too many of us. People in the government, a lot of them are on our sides and are waking up en masse. That sounds crazy, by the way, that I know you don't believe me. It was the Associated Press and the Oregonian. A few months ago, I interviewed the lady. She was selling legal, lawful Rubik's Cubes. The patent was up on them. She just bought them from a supplier, and they came out to her and said, this is terrorism. Take them off your shelves. I mean, that's... And then she called the company. She even called Rubik's Cube, and they said, no, the patent's up on it. What do you mean Homeland Security visited you? I mean, this is how nuts it is. You see, everything is defined as terrorism in Section 802 of the Patriot Act. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in San Diego. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Alex. Listen, thanks for setting the example and connecting the dots in like you're a one-man army. Hey, listen, I called about the nanotech gold. Can they manipulate the gold by nanotech?
Well, you're talking about nanotech technology, which are these self-replicating machines, and really they're now calling nanotech biological because they're having trouble with non-biological nanotech, so really it's just genetic engineering is the cutting edge of nanotech technology. But obviously, if it was to manipulate gold, it would need to be non-biological, and I don't know of a nanotech procedure that manipulates or creates gold. There are procedures where they run masses of electricity through different metals and can change one thing to something else, or they can create new elements, but again, I'm not an expert on that.
But I was listening to an interview a couple weeks ago, and like I couldn't get it in. It wasn't coming into my shortwave, and the guy wasn't worried about the debt. He said he could like make $100 bills for like 4 and 5 cents. And I was wondering, do you remember that interview? And could you give me the?
Well, I'm sure the individual was talking about how the Federal Reserve
prints
up the money for about now. It's about 2 cents a bill. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call here, John in Mass. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. I'm calling because, I've been doing some research into the New World Order for a few years now, and I came upon something that I thought you might be interested in. It's called The Invisible War by Anton LaVey. Now, we all know he's a Satanist, not a Christian, but he wrote some interesting things on the war on people's minds and what's going on. If you like, I can get this out to you. I can just scan it and email it to you.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I mean, look, that's how the Illuminati infiltrated a lot of our founding fathers. was at the lower levels of the compartmentalized structure, lower down in the pyramidal structure, it's all about, oh, we're being enslaved, this is just about unlimited freedom. And so a lot of the Satanist line out there is freedom, freedom, do as thou wilt, but then you find out it's Satanists running this whole thing.
Yeah, and it's all doublespeak, too. Newspeak, if you will.
Exactly.
And one other thing, just for all your listeners to know, those bumper stickers you sell are very cheap. I have one on my car. I put them up on signs. I put them up in public places. The videos work. I can wake people up, have a group showing. Everyone's convinced.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll hold you over to the break so you can finish up what you're saying, but I sell my bumper stickers at cost. That is, if you pay for the shipping, we'll ship you 10 of them. And I appreciate you doing that. What else is on your mind?
Well, I wanted to make sure you got the... I sent you out a Red Sox video a few months ago. I wanted to make sure that got to you, because I know at the post office I was having some trouble because I put Boston Police video on it, and they didn't want to send it out.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Stay there. Let's talk about the self-enforcing wannabe Gestapo agents.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've got the second and third hours coming up. Got Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the third hour with a big news blitz. Cover squadrons of different important issues. We'll be going back to your calls here in just a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. I want to announce two new affiliates we just got, and I'm thankful for all of our wonderful stations that are carrying us more and more every week that we're picking up. Two stations in Indiana. One of them is WIMS, 1420 AM, and covers, I don't know, about a dozen different towns and goes into Chicago. They're carrying us overnight. And then another station owned by the same folks, WJOB, 1230 a.m. in Hammond, Indiana. It covers all of Chicago. I mean, it blasts right into Chicago. It's right up there on the line with Chicago. And it's just incredibly exciting because we were on in Chicago for about a year and a half in the station switch formats. Just a massive listenership there when we were on in Chicago. And it's going to be back on in Chicago, two different frequencies. But the big one that covers all of Chicago is WJOB 1230 AM. So I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for loving this country and loving the First Amendment. Going back to John and Mass, John, you're talking about the Snellgrove case. I did get a video on local newscast, and I don't know if that was the video you sent, but I want to thank you for trying to send it. And that's where the young woman, 21-year-old, student about to graduate, no criminal record to be a journalist, walked out of a restaurant, was shot from 10 feet away by a cop in a black uniform and a black helmet with a rubber bullet that blew her eye back into her brain. The police are not supposed to shoot these any closer than 55 feet. In fact, the guns' safety manuals say that. I've talked to police. And killed her. And this is happening more and more with these so-called non-lethal weapons that the industry actually calls less lethal weapons. And but the bigger story here is that all these idiots out there who think they're keeping America safe enforce things that aren't even the law. And we've seen stuff like this. It's written on the outside of the video, on the outside of the package, police video. Oh, we can't mail police video. Tell me what happened at the post office, John.
All right. I walked in. I had, I packaged it up. I got a bag, post office bag, just threw the video in, wrote police, Boston police video on the package. And I went up to pay for it, to mail it out. I give it to the guy. He looks at it for a minute, takes it out back. Comes back, and he says, okay, how much is that going to be? Well, I say, how much is that going to be? He's like, I don't know if I can mail this out. What is it?
So now we've got little secret police doing their, he's not paid to do this, doing little Gestapo checks there at the counter with you.
Absolutely.
Well, what did you say to him?
I said, I told him it was a video of the World Series. I am sending it in to a talk show host to document what the police did. And after a few minutes of convincing him, I paid for it, and he put it in the bin. I walked out, and I was just hoping it got to you.
Yes, I did get some video of that, and I would guess that was you, so thank you.
No problem here.
Man, this is getting, but again, I see this stuff all the time. I see people trying to, it's like, oh, it's higher security, so let's just treat everybody like we're in Russia. Amazing. Anything else?
That's what it is. It's a prison. It's being run by the inmates. These guys that have no power to do this are telling you how to think and what you can do, and it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Well, that's what tyranny is, sir, and I appreciate your call. And I want to talk briefly about this in the next hour. They're trying to pass a law in Texas that you can spank your children. Folks, all 50 states, there are laws that you can have corporal punishment. You just can't abuse your children. So why are they trying to pass a law? Well, it's like they had to pass a law that we helped write 2 years ago that you can't take someone's children because they refuse to vaccinate. There's no law that you have to vaccinate, but they were taking thousands of Texas children a year because their parents wouldn't vaccinate when there was no law. So the new law simply said there is no law that you have to do this. But we finally got a copy of this new law about spanking, and guess what? It's very sneaky, doesn't do what it says it'll do. We'll be right back.